Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another wonderful healing show, doing sample healings. If you wish, you can call in today. That'd be wonderful too, or get on the BBS Fast Chat. So, what we're first going to do is some emotional healing for those of you out there who may have had a bad week so far. So we're going to go back 10 days and take away some of the emotional traumas that you may have experienced. You're going to still be able to see the physical event happening, but as you look upon what happened to you, you're going to see that the energetic charge of whatever you went through is released. So it actually puts you back into the state of oneness again and allows you not to regurgitate, bring forth the event to traumatize yourself over and over again, which is what happens. So here we go. We're going back 10 days. 10 days ago cleared. 9 days cleared. 8 days cleared. Oh, boy, I'm yawning. 7 days cleared. Somebody had something going on 7 days ago. 6 days cleared. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. And we'll do the same thing for your feeling body. Remember, these are invisible energetic bodies that you cannot physically see. The emotional body you can see at times in ghost as they walk around your room, walk through the walls, maybe frighten you. This is what you have also stored inside of you. So when your physical body dies, your emotional body, unless it's dealt with, is also a ghost, and it's out there looking for a host. And this is why we have such problems with us, is because these bodies come into us, could be thousands of them, and when they come in, then they naturally have their own way to express their past life through you. Now, the feeling body is the same, although it's not as intense, typically, as the emotional body. So here we go. This is how you sense energies through feeling, through your own feeling. So 10 days ago cleared. 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared. Well, I'm yawning again. Seven days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Feels like maybe somebody out there had someone have a bad accident. Maybe somebody died. That's what it feels like what happened about 7 days ago. So let's do a mental body clearing here. Mental body, 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a sensory body, 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, so we just had a wonderful healing Sunday, 8-hour marathon healing, and we dealt with the bodies that actually are physical with us. These bodies are what we call the shadow bodies, and the shadow bodies, in a sense, materialize, come forward, look just like you, and interact with other humans on this planet. And this is typically why you may have really strange days. You don't feel like yourself as you look back upon your past, maybe the past hour that you lived. And you go, wow, that really wasn't me that did that. Or, wow, why did I do this to somebody else? And it's because you're now in a different body, but you were having a different experience with another body that looks just like you here. This would be a clone body, which we call a shadow body. So, we'll turn it over to you, Sylvia. And I know we have a special sponsor tonight named Robin.
Well, hi, Ron, and hi, everyone, and thank you for being with us tonight. And, yeah, that's very interesting, Ron, what you were just talking about with the shadow bodies. It sounds like that could possibly be a reason, too, why sometimes we just, you know, can't remember something that maybe we just did, or you misplaced something, because at that time when that action was done, it wasn't really, you weren't really in the same consciousness. Could that be a reason?
Yeah, that could be it, yes, uh-huh. And you're just wondering why you did a certain thing. You know, the old saying, maybe not too current now, but the old saying is, the devil made me do it. Well, that's just maybe another way of saying that something came into you or took the place of your body that looked like you walking around as a clone, and the clone did it. And now, because it looked like you, you're responsible. And this is much like entities, but probably a million times worse. And this is what the dark side sets us up here. So, let's see. We'll have, I guess, Robin come on. Robin, are you out there in cyberspace?
Hey. Yes, Ron, I'm here. Hi, everyone. Just want to say...
Hi, Robin. Welcome. Wanted to just say a special thank you to you for coming on and being a sponsor for this show, and let everyone know that you're one of our listeners from New York, I believe, and say what a pleasure it is to have you on tonight.
Yeah, yeah. I'm here from New York, and it's a pleasure to have Ron have me on as a sponsor, and I want to say hi to Sylvia and hi to all those folks out there that are listening. You know, and if you're new out here today, just hang in there. You know, it might sound different, but if you hang in long enough, you'll be able to get it.
Yeah, that's unfortunate that a lot of people don't have the consciousness because they're connected to the darkness through their thoughts. And the darkness, you know, it's very hard to release past programmed, situations. And the beliefs that people have, because remember, you're living the life of all your ancestors, and all your ancestors have programmed in you their belief system. And naturally, because you do have ancestors here, maybe for thousands and thousands and thousands of lifetimes, you take on their belief. And so why do you have these maybe 100,000 different lifetimes? Well, it's because they never chose the light. So this is how I look at it. So they're stuck in darkness, and now you have to come forth to change your belief system in this lifetime, running all these past programs of darkness. And it's very hard to change somebody's ingrained, you know, belief system. So that's what's so hard to do. And this is why most people who listen to this program, when they first hear it, they realize, if they are conscious enough, that what they were taught in this lifetime, is not of the truth. And so when you finally realize that you've been lied to for your whole lifetime on spirituality and everything else, it kind of shakes your tree a little bit. And either you agree with that it's, that you've been fooled and lied to, or you feel that what I'm saying is not correct, and you go back into the old patterns. But once you finally catch on a little bit, and you hear probably about 10 of these archives, then you start catching on that, wow, there's something here that might help me out. And this is what most people who listen to this program finally understand. And we've done, you know, a lot of archives here. I think we probably have done, maybe like 450 archives so far. And so if you just listen to them, you're going to find that each one may shed a little different light on a particular topic. It might be stated slightly differently, but you're going to find that the underlying foundation to all these particular shows is the same thing, and that's to go within to your own spirit to get your own information and to have clearings done so that you're able to become more conscious, you know, in the spiritual realm and connect to yourself. It's nothing's outside of yourself. It's all, you know, within you. And this is what humanity has been taken away from through the alien extraterrestrial energies, is to separate you from your own divinity, making you think that there's something more powerful outside of yourself. So this is the whole underlying premise for this show, is to get you to understand that you are it. So back to you, Robin.
Hey. Yeah, that was awesome what you just said there. You see, this consciousness thing is what I call the fog. You see, if you're in a fog, you can't see what's outside of the fog. And that's what we all got caught up in here, in this darkness, mind, energy, consciousness. This is what the fog is. And nobody understands when you're in the fog what's actually going on. You see, what happened is that you have to learn how the darkness played a game. You see, I look at it as a game because, you see, we have the light, which is the CLS, the creation light ship, and then we have the darkness, which is totally consciousness, mind energy, mind control. And we have those two, and then we have ourselves as a third party. So if we understand how all of us are in the same game and who's playing what and who's playing when, then we're going to be able to understand why we're here and what our purpose is and where are we going when we leave here. You see, these are the questions that we need to ask ourselves because, like, for instance, the light ship comes to help us, but what it comes and it says, it comes in no judgment, and it comes, it says you have free will. You know, you can choose to go or you can choose to stay, and, you know, it's up to you. And from time to time, I always hear you say, Ron, you know, you never force anyone to do anything against their own free will. You just let them choose for themselves, which is great. You know, most of us did not understand that before 2005. So come 2005, the whole game changes because what happened was we start to hear all this stuff that we're in this fog. We have so much stuff inside of us. We need to get it out and all this kind of stuff. And now what we find out, you're educating us on this consciousness level here, which is the dark side, you know, all this stuff that is inside of us and the energy and all of that, all of this, like the jellyfish and the scorpions and the shapeshifters and...
Yeah, the little critters.
The little critters and the shadow bodies and all this stuff. And then, you know, I started to think, I say, you know, what are these things and what are they doing inside of us? And then what I did, I go back to, I had a little niece, and I was looking at her as she grew up. When I met her, she was about 3 months old, and she was totally 100% spirit energy. And as I watch her grow for a couple of months, I start to see her attitude starts to change. And I wonder, I goes, you know, this is kind of strange. But in the meantime, I'm being educated by Ron. So I'm using my little niece as an experiment to see what's happening to us. So suddenly I see her whole attitude starts to change, and then her mom attitude starts to change, and everybody around her attitude starts to change. So I'm wondering now what happens to her. Well, you can rest assured that the darkness starts to implant program in her at that young age. So as she grows, more program is being added to her. And that's what's happening to every one of us here. And as she grows, now, you know, when they get to 2 years old and you ask, how's the kid? You know, they tell you about the terrible twos, you know, and you starting to see a picture forming of these kids and how, you know, their attitude, their behavior is changing because of this consciousness and the programs that it's running in them. And if you go out into the world, like you spoke about the belief system, you see, it's all a mind game. And the mind game creates a belief system. And then you get ingrained in this belief system, and you kind of get stuck. And you don't know what else to do because you're in the fog, and all you can see is whatever is in the fog. And you don't understand what this consciousness is all about until someone actually come and show you, well, this is what you need to do. You need to get out all these things, these critters. These critters are like receivers and transmitters of your life. When they take it over, they take it fully, full control against your free will, and you have no control over what's going on. with these critters because you lost control, but you never know that you lost control. You see, the dark side doesn't want to know, want you to know that you've lost control. They want to make it look like you're still in control, but they're controlling you according to their programming. And that's exactly what's happening to us human here on the planet, because once you're in the fog, you can't see anything beyond the fog, and everybody is playing the mind game. Think about, you go out, and, you know, you go to work. You got to play a mind game. You got to be in competition with somebody. You see, the heart energy doesn't work that way. You're not in competition with the heart energy. It's pure, simple, serene, peaceful energy. But in mind energy, we're so prone and driven to believe in this competition thing that it becomes a great belief system. And that's why we get trapped. So now, all of this stuff that's inside of us, as soon as we start to take it out, what starts to happen is that you start to see that the program inside of you starts to get lesser and lesser, and you start to develop a kind of an attitude that is different, because suddenly you can feel your spirit is coming back inside of you. Because this is what happened to me, like when this last Sunday, when he take all the shadow bodies out, you know, I start to see something different about me, but I didn't know what it was, because if you're in the fog, you don't know when you come out the fog what it looks like. It's like a mystery, and then you got to explore it to see what it is. So now that Ron is taking all this shadow bodies out, which is pretty heavy duty, you're starting to see a different light now. And Ron gave us all the tools. You know, this is not just one part of the equation. We got to look at his website, which is another part of the equation. He may work on the big stuff, taking all this big stuff out, but we got to take the little critters out. You see, the little critters is what cause probably the most biggest damage. So that's why it is so important to work with that alien mind stuff, the one that is on the website, and constantly clean yourself out, which is going to open up a more better way for you to infuse your spirit back inside of you. So that's what the whole goal is that we need to understand here, because it's probably said so many different ways in so many different shows that everybody has their own take on it. But the main point is we have to get these things out of us because they're causing havoc inside of us. And, you know, it's our choice. It's where free will comes in, what we want to do and how we choose to do it. You see, it's our choice to make that decision. It's not Ron's choice or Ron cannot force us to do this. But that's where we have to make that decision. And, you know, as time goes by, it gets shorter and shorter, and the game gets smaller and smaller to the point, you know, we got to get to this goal. So, you know, it's very important that we really look at what this consciousness is all about and how it engulfs our life and what we need to do to kind of clear it out and get out of this fog that we're in here so we can see a better light.
Oh, absolutely. That's wonderful, Robin.
Thanks.
Very, very well stated. And also, Ron, what you were stating about the fact that it's very difficult to adopt a new paradigm or a new consciousness when you've been stuffed so full of lies and untruths about the way things are. And you're absolutely right that, you know, as we get more of this cleared out of us, we can really begin to see a new way of looking at things and, you know, adopt, like Robin was saying, you know, a whole new paradigm of living from heart consciousness instead of being in our minds. And one of the things that I appreciate so much is that on this radio program, the healings that happen, because when you're trying to listen and you're brand new and you're trying to follow some of these new ideas, it can kind of sometimes be overwhelming a little bit. But as you receive the healing energies, I think it's wonderful because you can feel that working and you can see things changing. And sometimes people have their friends come up to them and say, well, I don't know what you're doing, but you know, you look really good or you seem happier or something like that. So then you begin to realize it's working. And that's probably the best, I guess, test of, you know, we can say like, well, if you look around at the situation today in the world and how people are doing and everything that's going on, that's a pretty good indicator that the things that the belief systems that we've been living with are not working.
That's
because
correct.
Otherwise it wouldn't be like this here. So obviously we have to look at what we've been, you know, fooled with, like Robin, you were saying about how we've been in the fog, and just get out of that. So Ron, thank you so much for bringing us this truth from outside of the fog. And if I can, I'd like to bring up a question that we have on the fast chat right now before I turn it back over to Robin. So Ron, we have someone asking, is it possible that we are our own ancestors? In other words, we've reincarnated within the same family tree.
Well, maybe in a sense, you know, it doesn't matter if it's the same family tree. You are the family tree. You are the roots, the tree, and the leaves, because all those belief systems are already in you. Now, you may have relatives that are from the same family tree that have the same issues as you. This is why we do, you know, like the seven generational clearings to get that out, because they're all you too. They're just maybe expressing a different part of the mind control negativity that you haven't had a chance to express yet. So if you look at your family tree and maybe you have a bunch of cousins, naturally they're not going to have, you know, the same parents as you had, but they're still going to have some type of genetic coding that is the same as yours. And if you look at them and you say, wow, this person is kind of has the same personality as me, or acts a certain way, or has this the same addiction that I have, well, that's because they're using that same part of the family tree, we'll say, the energy there of the mind control, and they're doing the same thing that you're doing. And it's very possible that, you know, you could use them as a mirror to yourself to see what you want to get released from you. What I found very interesting when Robin was talking initially about the young niece at a few months old and then, you know, going into the terrible twos, I was quite intrigued, because I was seeing that very possibly the dark side might see what they healed in you, okay, before you conceived your child. So they don't want you to completely be 100% free of your healing that you had or your consciousness. So they might actually put in place into your children extra mind-controlling programs to get you back online, you know, to them. You know, maybe they put a lot of these negative things into your children to really torment you, because you're actually more conscious. So they see that and they go, wow, this person here is a renegade and we need to corral them back into the negativity. So sometimes family members can be, you know, like heartbreaking for you, because they start to come in and bring forth all this negative programming, and you don't know how your child is doing that, because maybe you're much more conscious than they are, and they come in and want to discourage you from being who you are or to cause havoc in your life. And that's kind of what I was hearing Robin say a little bit about that, because he mentioned that he saw the whole family react and change, I believe, to this 2-year-old child, that the 2-year-old child was actually, we'll say, running their life. Was that close, Robin?
Yeah, that's pretty much, because then everybody starts to focus on the niece because of the attitude. So the whole paradigm shifts to the child now. So
I've seen that too.
It's like the parents was in control when the child had 100% spirit energy, and then when the child grows up, as it's growing, you actually see the parents and everybody shift towards the attitude of the child. So
that makes a lot of sense, because if you go to a hospital and you see young boards, you know, everybody's saying how wonderful they are. And then after a while, you know, you hear parents talk about their children, and it's not that wonderful verbiage any longer.
Exactly.
It's not what they're doing to you.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I'll turn it back over to you people here.
Yes.
All right. Well, Robin, is there any particular healing that you'd like to have a sample of?
Let's have a sample of the grid line clearing.
Okay. So I'll describe this to everyone. This is also on the website. We do a couple of them. We do an earth grid line clearing. And I think I also have one for maybe places. But what this clearing is for is a lot of people get stuck. There's also an ascension earth grid line clearing, so to speak. But we'll do the one that deals with you locked into your own grid line where you're living. So what happens is this gets activated by the darkness, and this prevents you from moving forward in your life, because all of a sudden you have this strong body pull to not to maybe move out of your house, not to move out of the town that you live in, and, you know, even worse, not to, you know, maybe you get a job offer in a different state, and you go, man, I just can't move there. I'm terrified of moving. Well, the grid line holds you in place by the darkness. So it's like kind of like having cement shoes, you know, anchored into the sidewalk outside of your house, and you just can't have any mobility because you're paranoid to move. So here we go. And there's those out there listening who may understand this completely. And if you have trouble relocating, getting a job, meeting friends or whatever, and you feel like you're stuck, and you actually are physically stuck because of this energy, this will help you. So let's go back 10 days. So 10 days, this is the Earth Grid Line Healing. Now, notice also if you've been in an airplane, then you're going to notice that the grid lines are not going to affect you. So once you move up into a higher territory above the earth, the grid lines have very little effect on you, if nothing. So here we go. 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So just kind of sense and see how your body is responding. Remember, a lot of these healings, if you try to use your mind to figure it out, you know, the darkness of your mind is not going to want to tell you that what you just had done is a positive thing, okay? So your mind, in some ways, may want to tell you something different, and or the energy is so strong that it doesn't have a clue on how to interpret it. But your body knows. Okay? So back to you, I guess, Robin.
Yeah, that's an awesome clearing. You know, that always works for me every time I get a sample of that. But back to the topic. I mean, this is quite interesting with this consciousness stuff, that the belief system we have today and in society, how we set it up, in terms of what is happening to us here, with even we have this belief system as people in competition with each other. You see, basically what the darkness does, what it wants us to do, it doesn't want us to love each other. It wants us to destroy each other, separate us, cause confusion. So that's the game of what the dark side is doing in terms of us understanding what's happening. So this confusion, and then it's creating a belief system in the confusion. So if you look at what's happening in this whole structure of the fog, you know, we're all in the fog, and we're so confused, and we're trying to make sense of where the love is and where the understanding is. And it's very difficult to do that because, you know, we don't even know what pure energy is, because we forgot it since we were a little teen, you know, a little toddler. you know, we had it then, but as we grow up, we kind of forget what that energy is all about. So now we have to relearn what it feels like to have pure source energy inside of us. We have it, but we probably can't even find it because there's so much clutter in there.
Robin, on Sunday when Ron did the 8-hour intensive healing, do you remember the part where Ron and the Creation Lightship allowed each one of us to experience, you know, for maybe it was 15 minutes or half an hour, what it was like to not have any mind energy going on and just, you know, not have your mind talking to you and going on and on?
Yeah.
Wasn't that just incredible?
That's incredible. Yeah.
Yeah, so that really reminded me what you were just saying about, you know, once we start to experience that, then we can sort of finally get what he's been talking about all this time.
Exactly.
Because on those calls, you can actually feel that difference, which is just so amazing.
Yes, it is. Because, you see, we're all in the confusion looking for the light. And when Ron say it, and the program interrupts what Ron is saying, we don't get it. But if we keep being persistent, then we'll be able to get it. Because the only way we can get it is when he takes us up and he experiences it with us up there on the ship, or if he does a workshop and you're there and you actually can experience what it feels like to have source energy. You know, the most important part of what he did is when he put the space holders inside of you and he actually filled you up with 100% source energy. And that is incredible because you start to feel it, but you have so much conflict going on inside of you that it's like a back and forth thing, but you're actually feeling the energy, but it's not integrated in your body because it's in space holders. So that is you know, just a sample of what it actually feels like. Because, you know, when he was down here in New York and he was doing that, you know, we kind of tell him, can we buy the space holders? You know, that kind of stuff. Because it's so good to be in there, but we can only be in there for a short period of time. And then we go back to our old confusing belief system and, you know, habits of what we actually is, what the dark side is using to control us.
Yeah, absolutely. Ron, would that be something that we could do in the next few minutes, is have the Creation Lightship come in and put the space holders in people so that they can experience what it's like to have, you know, up to 100% of their spirit energy in their body?
Yeah, so I'll describe the space holders. The space holders are energies from the light ship that will come into you, and the space holder energies are just a consciousness to hold space of light, okay? And what happens is when you have them in you, it'll feel like your spirit energy in your body, but they're not active. So they do take the place of where your spirit is not, but they cannot do healings, okay? So let's do this here. Here we go. So we're going to first, I'm going to count to 50 so you can actually feel these energies come in. Here we go. And you're going to actually feel like you would normally feel if you were 100% in your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And so these energies have so much light that the darkness cannot stay with you because of the light that's there. Okay? 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Again, just do a body check. You know, use your maybe your feelings of your body. Ask your body to see how it's feeling now, sensing. You should maybe actually feel your body possibly even heating up, because your spirit now is having the negativity also being released from it. So whatever you had in your body before, it's now having some, say, spiritual backup. Although these energies cannot do healing, because only your spirit can do the healing. So here we go. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30. And again, just do a checking of your body energy. You might want to even get up and walk around a little bit. Maybe you had aches or pains that the dark side gave you. Might be gone now. Here we go. 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, and 40. And here we go again. 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, and 50. So you should be able to sense, feel the light inside of you. So I'll turn it back over to both of you.
Yeah, that feels really, really good, Ron. That is awesome. Go ahead, Sylvia.
Yeah, it's just like what you just said, Ron. It feels like there's just so much more light. And for myself, as that energy came in, I actually felt some other things leave that couldn't be present with that much light. So it's very interesting. Wonderful.
And try everybody find a negative thought right now. See if you can get a negative thought.
Yeah, forget it.
it doesn't work.
Yeah. Love to hear from anyone on the fast chat how they're experiencing this also. I see Kyle and Adriana is a comment, heart energy from toes to top of head. Oh, that's beautiful.
And this energy actually puts you, I could use the word forces you, but that may not sound right since a light ship has free will, but when this energy is in you, you are in the present moment. Because this energy only works in the now. And so the darkness that naturally works in time cannot come into the now because it doesn't know how to live there. And this is why when we do the different sessions, a lot of times the shadow bodies that we've released like last week, there were, I'm guessing about 20%, I think, maybe up to 30%, something like that, actually came into the light as they left the people. And so that's very, very nice because, remember, they're just another life form. They don't know about the light. And once they saw the light, then they chose to have a different way of living, a different, say, lifestyle in the light, so they chose to come into the light. And this is very, very good. This is why most people who are on that call actually feel completely different, because these different shadow bodies that would inhabit them come out and portray, live their life for them, putting you in the background. Maybe you can't see what this body's doing, but they are working in time, and then you come back and have to pick up the pieces of what happened to you in the past life, will say, that you experienced with these things operating your body or operating the clone body that looks like you, but you're still held responsible to everyone else because the body looks like you. This is why when you see people who are incarcerated and you ask them, you know, did they do this particular crime or something, they'll probably tell you that they did not do it, but their eyes are glossed over. That's probably from human entities. But what if one of these shadow bodies came out and did an awful thing to other people? The body's still accountable. So the body is actually typically saying, I didn't do this. Well, that's very true. The shadow bodies typically are not going to want to be, you know, in prison. They may come out to the other people in prison who are incarcerated, we'll say. But typically, at that point, you know, they're probably more dormant and they're not actually coming up. because they're too confined. Where people walking around this planet, when these things do come out, these dark side clothed bodies that look like you, and also they're available to us when we go to sleep at night in our parallel lifetimes, this is what you're living in. So I'll just turn it back over to both of you.
Well, I want to mention something on the fast chat that ties in with what you were just saying, Ron, which is Kyle is mentioning that, like, this is the second time that I believe you've done this on the radio program, and that he's feeling it much more this time, like much more light was able to be in his body now that those shadow bodies got released on this last 8-hour healing intensive. So that's very interesting, too, and gives people, I'm sure, a lot of hope as they're doing these healing intensives, taking part in them, that they're going to be able to hold more light energy in their bodies. So would you say that that's definitely the case where as we get these things cleared out of us, we are able to hold that light energy for ourselves and not necessarily have to have the space holders and the light ship doing that for us?
Yes, and what happens is if you don't have the clearings, if you're a new time listener, and you think that you're able to do this on your own, it's impossible to do. You have to have these clearings done. And so what Kyle is expressing is that he's had a lot of clearings done over the last probably couple of years since he's come on board and participated in a lot of the conference calls that I do. Remember, each one of these calls that we have does healing for you. And so maybe it's only 0.1% effective each time you're on a call. Well, eventually, as you go through more of these calls, you start to get rid of the density, and you have to work on this. It's nothing that's given to you freely, and so this is the reason why he's feeling it, because he's been with us for probably a couple of years doing the Mondays and Friday conference calls. He's also going on the special events that we have, and each one of these is clearing him out. So he's at the point now where he's regaining his spiritual consciousness, and he can see it and feel it. Where before, maybe when he first started, you know, the darkness said, "No, I don't want to do this here. You know, this is garbage. You know, this is what his mind was telling him." But somehow his spirit probably got awakened to listen more and more. And then all of a sudden, as you start participating, which you have to do consciously, it's a conscious effort to do your healings. And then all of a sudden, he's able to now regain and retain more spirit energy. And this is how it works. You have to do the clearings. And the darkness is going to tell you that you don't need it, because naturally the darkness is controlling you. And when you ask the darkness, you know, which is your mind, it's going to definitely tell you that this is not going to work. It's not right for you. Implants go off. Everything that's going to come in the way of preventing you from having a healing, like I kind of jokingly say, yeah, I was going to do this on this particular Sunday, but, you know, my parakeet got sick, and I can't do it now, you know. And this is what happens, you know, that the dark side will figure out a way to sabotage you not to have the healing. Because it does not want to have you get well, to get into spiritual consciousness, because it would then see you as a renegade, and it doesn't want you to become unto the light. It needs your energy. It wants you more than anybody else on the planet, too, because if everybody were to get higher consciousness, then the dark side would not be able to influence them. And this is why we're here. This is why you're still living on this planet, because you missed all of the ascension times every 2,000 years. You know, because the body that was available in your genetics chose the darkness for whatever reason. The implants, the darkness coming to you, energetic transmissions. But the bottom line is your body chose, remember, you are your family tree. So your body chose darkness in place of the light. And this is the whole thing in a nutshell. So I guess back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, before going back to Robin, I just want to ask a couple questions, fast questions from the fast chat. And one is from Joey. He was asking, if we are still, those that were on the Sunday 8-hour call are still on the light ship.
Yes, you are on the light ship. They are doing, in a sense, a maintenance to you. They're not clearing off too many of the shadow bodies. They probably are doing some, but the majority of the healings is to heal the damage that they have done to your body. So you're actually doing and going through physical healings of what these shadow bodies have done. Remember, they have to go back to your ancestral line and clear these things out. This is what they're doing now. So you're actually like in a ER room, we'll say, and they're working with you for physical stuff that these bodies have caused harm to you with. And so you're going through a process. So if you're new to the listening to the program here, you're on the light ship during these calls, typically for the whole week afterwards. And this is why people probably are having a lot more success in their life and are not feeling as, you know, maybe browbeaten down too much, and they feel better because all of a sudden they're on the light ship and you're being worked with physically on the light ship, and the damage that was done by these particular shadow bodies are being taken out of you. So back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that's amazing. So if someone wants to come into the 8-hour calls, the two of them that are coming up, as well as the 4-hour call on this Saturday, and they weren't able to do last Sunday's, can they still participate?
Yep, just go online. There's PayPal there. You can contact me. And it's still going to be effective for you, even if you miss one of them. Remember, whatever you do is going to help yourself. So, you know, you definitely want to come on to do these calls. You know, don't let your mind subtract you or get you sidetracked. You know, your mind will definitely do that to you. So the more that you get, the better off you are naturally. But even if you can go on one of the calls, and you can go on an absentee, so there's really no excuse for you not to have these calls, you know, coming forth. Because you don't have to be on it, just let me know, and you will be on the call even if you can't be on it physically. So there's really no excuse for you to do it, except the excuse would be typically the dark side doesn't want you to do this process. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, Robin, what would you like to get into next?
I just want to make a comment on what Ron said about this 8-hour stuff. You know, this is very, very important, you know, and we have to learn that it's our choice to make that decision to come on there. You know, he has the offer out there for us, but if we choose not to make that decision and move forward, then we're going to be able, then we're going to be stuck here. You know, we're not going to be able to make the ascension, because this 8-hour call is like the most essential one that I have found. You know, I've been on other ones, but I found this one to be more effective when these shadow bodies get taken out of us. And, you know, this is a great, great opportunity for us to make that decision to move forward in our lives with this specific call here, because it's going to be so much relief that we were looking for all this time on this call, you know, and then we might be able to put more spirit back into our body and be a little bit more alive, you know, until he comes up with something else, because it's an ongoing process to find the solution to this darkness in order to get rid of it. And, you know, he might come up with something better than the shadow bodies down the road. But, you know, as we go along, you know, we got to take the opportunity as it comes to us. Back to you, Phil.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Ron, you mentioned a bit ago you were going to do, I think, a couple of the different grid line clearing samples, and you started with the one that holds people in their location or their house or keeps them kind of trapped in their life. Is there another one that you'd like to do a sample of now?
Let's do a sample of parental energies, okay? Because a lot of times if you have parents that are living, and this also is for people that, you know, your parents are deceased, but a lot of parents, relatives see you as, you know, looking through their eyes as maybe not being as successful as they are, or they want to live their life through you because you're an offspring. So what they missed in their life, they want you now to experience so they can experience by watching you go through the experience of whatever that would be. So you're actually being controlled by them. And again, this is a way that the dark side wants to keep you into your genetic patterns. So here we go. We're going to take away the imprinting from your mother for the last 10 days. That's on you. So 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared. Well, this is a rough one. 8 days cleared. Oh, man, 7 days again. 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And this is for your father. 10 days cleared. Oh, man, this is even rougher. 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared. I'm yawning again. A lot of energy there. 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Now, let's do your boss. Here we go. The one that's over your head as you go to work here, looking at you. 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared. I mean, today cleared, yesterday cleared. Now, let's do your spouse. 10 days cleared. Oh, geez. 9 days cleared. 8 days cleared. Boy, do this over again. People need some freedom here. 10 days cleared. 9 days cleared. 8 days cleared. 7 days cleared. 6 days cleared. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. Oh, man, 3 days again. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. And let's see here. I'll just talk about the alien death barcode that we have online. The cost is $150. It's under alien attack removal. It's the last clearing there. So most people have 3 death barcodes. Normally the first one hits, and 10 years prior to that, you start losing energy. And then the second one comes on if the first one doesn't cause your body to die, so you're limping along, maybe not too bad. Then the third one comes, and that normally gets you. You can't have more. You can do up to 10 on the website. People do have more sometimes, maybe 5% of them, but basically you have 3. Also, I just included on there a trauma stress barcode. So you'd first do the barcode for the death, and then after that, you go in and do the same time. Remember, it's going to take you 8 to 10 hours for the first one, and then you go back and do the same exact clearing. There's a check-off button there that you click on. And the clearing now goes to your emotional stress. And you do that for another 8 to 10 hours. So right now, they're the same price. You go in there, pay one time, $150, and have 2 of these barcodes taken off of you. And, you know, if you talk to people, you normally have heard the phrase that your stress will kill you. Well, this is another way that they get you. So you can get that taken off of you and maybe feel freer, to have a much better life. So you're having 2 barcodes taken off for the price of 1, and you need to do those at the same time. Well, not the same time, but you have to do and complete each one separately. So you want to take a day off that you have and, you know, get the time. You need at least 6 hours, maybe 8 hours to do the clearing. If you do feel kind of funky after doing it, then do the emotional trauma release over again until you feel better. So you first do the barcode, number 1. And you go to the next little button that you click on, which is emotional trauma release. That's number 2 clearing. First one's an hour, second one's a half an hour. And then you go to the third button, which is spirit infusion. That's a half an hour also. And if you feel okay after doing the second one, then go on to the third. If you don't, then, you know, go over the second one again till you feel okay. Because your body and your senses will say, man, I was going to die, you know, and the emotional energies will come up. You might feel kind of funky, and just keep doing it. But you want to do this in one setting and do the first three barcodes. And use the drop-down box when you finish the first one, then go to number two, the second occurrence. And then do that for 2 hours, go to the third one and do that one. And do the three barcodes. It'll take you 6 hours to do this. And if you have extra traumas, it could go up to, say, 8 hours. So allow yourself an eight-hour time to do this. Your life depends on it, because this is going to free you from the death barcode and allow you to get more body energy for healing. So our time's kind of running out. I'll just thank Robin for coming on. If you might want to make a comment, Robin, go ahead.
No, I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so thank you for being a sponsor, Robin. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Robin. It was wonderful having you on today with all of your insight and your nice, clear way of explaining, you know, some of these things that you've experienced and that you've seen, which has been really eye-opening for us. And thank you, Ron, for everything. And we'll be back on Friday at 5 minutes before the hour of 7 Pacific on Station 2. And if you like to get involved in these weekend clearings, this weekend is the perfect opportunity, because you've got a beautiful 4-hour ascension preparation clearing on the light ship this Saturday, and then an 8-hour clearing intensive on Sunday for getting the shadow bodies and that kind of thing done. So blessings to all, and back over to you, Ron.
Okay, yeah, so you can just sign up on the website. You can go to the first part of the website, which has the different events, special events, and just go into there, and you can pay for the online healings. You can give me an email, too. And if you have any testimonials, if you wish to write one, just go down to the bottom of the BBS page, and there's a spot there, I believe, for testimonials. And also on the website, if you want to be on our email list, go there also and type it in, and then you'll get an email confirmation, and which you have to click on to have it activated. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and stay in the light. Bye, everybody.
Blessings. Bye.
Good night.
Good night.